Swamcast has board game reviews for you. Yeah, we got the good, bad, and other stuff to tell you. So listen up to our board game review. Hoo-hoo's, you'll really like it, or I'll make you eat your shoe. Hoo-hoo's.
Pairs by Cheap Ass Games. For 2 to 8 players, ages 8 and up, and playtime is 15 minutes. Pairs is a new classic pub game for 2 to 8 players. It's a simple press your luck card game with an unusual deck. The cards are numbered 1 through 1 to 10, with a 1x1, 2x2, 3x3, and so on. Players take turns drawing cards, trying not to get a pair. It's fresh, it's fast, it's fun. This box has everything you need to play. Yes, it's one little small box, card size box. So, hey everybody, I'm John, and with me is...
And I'm Ruby.
And we're going to review this game right now.
We actually played this game with mother and father as well.
Yep.
So, but they are not reviewing it with us.
Nope, just the two of us. So, I've kind of given you a little blurb about the game. What's some good stuff we can say about Pairs? Now, I'll start off by saying it's a, like I said, ages 8 and up. The cards themselves are, it's pretty much just a picture and a number.
Yeah.
So there are words on it, but the words just say what the fruit is on there, like grapes or prunes or something like that.
Right. It's a simple game. It plays pretty quickly. The rules are fairly simple.
It's sort of like a cross between blackjack is what I was thinking. And they do an interesting thing at the beginning where you throw out the first five cards, so you can't really do a card counting thing like Rain Man would do in blackjack if that was actually blackjack. But yeah, like I was saying, on the back of the box, how it has the 1x1, 2x2. So that means the one card, there's only one card. Two, there's two cards, and so forth.
Right. Overall, like I said, the good, it's a quick, it's simple. The cards are of decent quality. They're vibrant and pretty, so for a younger kid, it's more attractive as well.
Yeah. There's no question about, is this a pepper or is this a tomato? No, there's no question about that.
Not that the fruit really matters.
That's true. It's all about the numbers.
Yeah.
So what's something bad we can say about Pairs? It plays a little too quick, in my opinion. It's a little too easy to...
No. All right. So I do have an other about this.
Okay.
The name of the game is Pairs, and it's spelled P-A-I-R-S. However, all of the cards and even the pictures on the box all are fruits and a picture of a pear, P-E-A-R-S. Yeah.
Right. In fact, the one card is a pear.
Right.
And there's a picture of a little green pear.
All over the box.
Right next to the word pears with an I.
Right. So the other is they're mixing the words, you know, a pear as in a couple versus the fruit.
Because what you don't want to get in the game is a pear. You don't want to get two of a particular card.
Right.
All right. So that's some good other things. I will say this also it is part of their hip pocket games selection. So it's in a little card box, but you can tell just by squeezing it, it's definitely not an overstuffed box. So it's made to just be able to quickly take with you. So that's a good little other thing.
Yeah.
So if I wanted to check out this game, Pairs, of course, by Cheap Ass Games, where would be a good place for me to go check it out?
In the Scarab Game Library, of course.
Ding, ding, ding. Looks like a match to me.
As I board game reviews from the Swarmcast, if you don't like it, then I'll come over and kick your
tail. Tail. Toast meant to say tail. Toast. Ooh. Why do you do that?
Oh yeah.